and two pad sites that are just sitting there empty. So in my opinion, from an economic standpoint, a year from now when you drive down through there, it's going to look like a completely different product, and hopefully it will complement our friends to the left. And the guy to the right is a commercial producing property. He has already reached out to us because he does not have anything over a three-bedroom. So he's excited that these five bedrooms are coming on. So this is really geared the people who bought into it for nightly rental, and we hope to continue that forward.
Okay. Any questions for the applicants?
One.
Yeah.
Go back to the covenants. I mean,
you want to come back?
Yeah. Sure. Were they or were they not filed? And is there commentary in there about nightly rent?
I don't know. yes. I mean, so the answer to your second
filed
question.
With the condominium. I mean,
I included the declarations with my application, so they are with you now. You have those declarations.
It's on page one. Are they filed?
Well, yeah, they filed them with the county recorder.
It sound like.
But I mean,
they weren't sure.
He didn't file them with planning and zoning because he's not required to, but with the recorder when you
do
the condominium.
There are covenants that talk about.
Yes, they're in your background.
What I had suggested is that was a rumor that I'd heard in trying to, because obviously if the declarations have been filed with the county before the zoning change would have ever occurred, you guys would have saw that. And determined that it had already been zoned, and so it wouldn't have been rezoned. So I assumed by that, because you would have checked that first, that they would have had, that maybe they weren't filed. And so when we came and we took over the association, maybe, because I was trying to be self-critical, maybe what we should have done is just re-verified that those had actually been filed. So I wasn't suggesting that they may not, that they weren't. I was saying there's a possibility, but I don't know that.
The other question is so there's seven units?
Seven out of ten.
Ten total.
I know, but there's seven of them up tonight. What's up, right?
Six.
I'm not sure. Six. Okay.
So what's the, of the other ones? What's going on?
You have one application for next month for one, and I haven't talked with the other three yet.
But I mean, I'm asking him. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm asking him. I mean, you're the president of the association. I mean, you surely are visiting with all these people, because there seems to be a controversy about whether or not we can do this in just individual units or...
Yes, so I can speak to that. So I did put out an email after my conversation with Scott to the entire ownership, all 10 units, and it's at their discretion whether they file, but given the directive that they needed to file individually, it was at their discretion whether they do or not.
I just want to speak on that too, Tom. Is that email correspondence has been going back and forth with the group for months now, because this caught a lot of people off guard.
You know, yeah.
Once Lifestyles came in and was told, hey, there might be some nightly rental issues, they alerted the existing homeowners, and they said, hey,
yes.
if there's an issue out here, you need to be aware of this and file on it. And just because some of the owners aren't here tonight or being vocal about, they are aware that, just like in many complexes, some people elect to do it, some people don't. But there, to my understanding, there's not a single person on Briarwood who is coming here tonight saying, I don't want nightly rental in this location any further. Their silence is saying, hey, we're good with it, whatever you guys get.
And to add to that point, we've been doing it ever since the inception of the condominiums.
Since
I don't know. Since
that,
thank
so,
you. Yeah, that's right. We filed the
declaration. In your packet, Tom, is the 2007 declarations, and they didn't include all the pages.
It's like 40 pages.
But they included the pages that had the nightly rental. But to remind the Planning Commission, the Division 3 permits, the last one they came through was for fractional ownership of four separate owners. It was a multifamily. And then the last approval for Division 3 was for fractional ownership of, 90 days piece. So that's what the zoning, it didn't have zoning previously. It had Division 3 approval for fractional ownership. So that did not match our nightly rental definition, thus it was zoned R3. We did not know they'd been doing nightly rental since 2007. The use was based off of their previous approval.
Any other questions? Discussion amongst ourselves? Comments?
Well, I believe these real owners, that's what they agreed to whenever they bought the property. And they've been doing this for all these years, and the president of the association has not heard any complaints.
I would agree 100%, but I don't think it should be done individually. Individually, to me, should be a special use permit that would not go with the property. I think it should be the entire HOA development. I think it's exactly should be a nightly rental as it was sold and done. I just think it sets a dangerous precedent to start assigning individual condos zoning changes.
But the HOA doesn't own the condo. How can they make application? I couldn't accept the application from HOA for a specific condo parcel.
They own the common area.
Well, the common area is not common.
The land.
I mean, not the condo unit.
Correct. The Briarwood Current Homeowners Association owns the land underneath the building. So technically, they're not land owners.
Yeah.
They own the condo.
They own the air rights within the condo. Yeah.
Yep.
Scott, what would that be, around 14 bedrooms coming through between the six of them?
I think the top floor ones were threes, and then a two, so 2, 4, 6. I added up there was more than ample parking currently for the number of bedrooms.
Including boat trailers that most people will bring, being right on the lake?
Well, we haven't ever counted the requirement for boat trailers, but you can look at spaces. But
I mean,
our parking requirements are one space per two occupants.
If I could just comment on the boat trailer parking, that's not a requirement that the association grants or has in place. Most condominium associations have, you know, some type of access to a lake, either like Point Royale, but they don't allow trailer parking on site.
To be honest with you, the parking space that we have, I think we have 26. I've never historically seen more than 8 parking spaces occupied at any one time.
Do we know, Scott, why the BOA declined the development?
The BOA.
County
Commission.
Or was it the Commission?
Well, that mean the separate development?
Yes.
We don't know why, but they didn't give a reason why. But it was a separate application.
I'll take a bit of fault for that. Wish you all weren't here to hear this. So we were granted approval for the hearing that we went to, and I, as the agent, because I had sold the last 15 years out there with many agents who have sold out there, so those condos are resold or resold. So it's kind of like if I had Point Royale property, I would just immediately say this is nightly rental, whether it's a new development or an existing one. Because this had been a nightly rental location since 2007, because they were paying their taxes and the nightly rental sales taxes on it had never been pushed back on, and the developer said, hey, I need to get some income coming in on these, you need to get these things sold. Because we had gotten this far into it, I mistakenly took those listings, put them online as active nightly rental properties. And it's my understanding that the Redbud Association took those listings to that commission meeting, and that was an offense to them because we were actively assuming that nightly rental was going to go through. Once we realized that they were denied, I pulled the new builds off the market. We had 5 under contract. We immediately notified the new owners that was in question. We changed those to no nightly rental so that we would not encourage other agents to come out there. We've encouraged current owners not to come on the market until we can get this resolved. But again, I think from the existing standpoint is it was always in their nightly rental declarations, or I'm sorry, in their declarations as nightly rental, and they have been paying the taxes on it, and it was just news to them that this was brought up. There was ample parking. And that was why it was denied. But it is.
I know we're not allowed to say anything according to your rules. But
yeah, you're not. No, you've had your time to speak. So any more questions, comments? Are we getting close to some kind of motion? We're going to have six of them.
Scott, has there been any complaints through staff about any night rentals out there?
No, that's why I had no idea that it was night rental during the zoning process. Presley went through all the Division 3s, and that's where we found the fractional ownership approval.
So if this got approved, you basically have each individual condo as a nightly rental as an NR3 in and of itself.
Correct.
Right now we're just doing
six out of ten. With one
six
coming.
Six of the ten. The two single family homes. Well, and four of the condominium units in the multi-tenant.
You would have known, staff would have known these were not generally that would have been zoned that way. They were existing, right?
But we'd have looked, you guys would have looked at it. We had made recommendation probably to have it as NR if it had been used since 2007. And then you guys would have made the decision to make recommendation to the county commission as part of our zoning map adoption that this would be NR.
Any other comments, questions?
Back to the water issue is going to be ongoing. The best way to separate your wells.
More information needed, discussion amongst ourselves.
Relating to the water, wow, God, I got loud. relating to the water, that problem is going to exist whether nightly rentals or not, based on the existing water system.
Somebody needs to explain to me how you can just do water.
So, I'll give you an example. Point Royale was mentioned several times throughout this process. Point Royale, a lot of those buildings, well, the area was put under a planned development. And under the planned development, there are certain buildings that allow for nightly rental. It's written in there. But each unit has to go through a process to be approved for nightly rental. It's not just a given. It's just allowed. But then the owners, they can live there permanently, or they can choose to do nightly rental. If that's the case, then they have to go through the city for approval for that, whether it's additional sewer charge because now it's rated as commercial, and then follow up with the appropriate inspections from each city department. So that's why they keep mentioning Point Royale, because that's how that's done. And Scott's right, it's individual units. It's not the building itself.
Parcel-specific.
It's parcel-specific, yeah. Yes.
That's how our zoning is, parcel-specific.
So in my opinion, it's all good. If they want to do that, it is allowed to do that within their covenants, and so I'm fine with that.
The challenge you have if you just do building or rooms and not the whole place is you have owners who down the road, or realtors down the road, will not know that this one is approved, but this one is not. And so we have a location, Emerald Point, where some owners did a lawsuit out there, and out of 30 units, 15 are allowed for nightly rental. And over the last 12 years that lawsuit was won, those units are now, is it this one, is it that one, is it this one? And some people put them as nightly rental, some people don't. And so it would be asked that you approve or continue to allow the entire area, not the new developer, the existing owners, the right to whether they want to lease it or not, but they would still have to go through the process.
They would have to go through the process, but that's the due diligence for the realtors and or property management.
So you're talking about the two or three that still aren't.
Yeah. They would still have comments. I think they need to come before.
Yeah, they would have to make sense.
I'm saying that it makes sense to just...